It's a little after 10 o'clock this Sunday evening, and now drama on 3 years. We approach the 200th anniversary of the Battle of Waterloo. Tonight's drama on 3 takes on a Napoleonic theme. The play Napoleon Rising by the writer Anthony Burgess charts the young Corsican Bonaparte's progress through the ranks of the French Revolution during the 1790s. The play was intended for the stage, and it was never produced in Burgess's lifetime until we here at Radio 3 first broadcast this production in 2012. The play is adapted for radio by Anjum Malik, and it contains strong language. Before we hear it, though, here's Andrew Biswell, director of the International Anthony Burgess Foundation, where the script, Napoleon Rising, was discovered.
Burgess began work on his Napoleon project in 1972. Shortly after the Clockwork Orange film, directed by Stanley Kubrick, had been released. And originally, he was thinking of it as a project for Kubrick, as a potential script for the Napoleon film that Kubrick had wanted to make for some time. He'd been thinking about it since the 1960s. What happened then was that after a kind of preliminary discussion, Kubrick sent Burgess away and asked him to write a novel about Napoleon, which might in due course become a film script that he could work with. And Burgess then wrote 75 pages of this novel, and he sent those pages to Kubrick, who read them and thought about them, and eventually sent them back and said there wasn't a film for him in here, but good luck with the project, and on you go with it. The novel, Napoleon Symphony, was published 2 years later in 1974, shortly before or shortly afterwards, Burgess reworked it as a stage play. And that play remained unperformed and kind of neglected until a few months ago when we found it in the archive of the Burgess Foundation. Burgess had tried quite hard to Europeanize himself. He'd moved to Italy and he'd married his second wife, who was also Italian. So Burgess told the story that his second wife couldn't understand why Waterloo Station was named after a great military defeat. And I suppose one of the things he's trying to do in this play is to reposition Napoleon as a figure who is relevant to the contemporary world, to try to understand where we'd got to politically by the early 70s with the, as it were, unification of Europe that Napoleon had dreamed about, and also to think back to Napoleon's place in the cultural memory as a kind of demon figure and a bogey figure, this sort of old bony of the folk songs and so forth. Now, the other feature of the novel and the play, which is really important, is that it's structured around Beethoven's Eroica Symphony, the Third Symphony. And this is particularly prominent in the novel, where each episode within the novel corresponds to a passage within the score of Beethoven's Third Symphony. Now, the story about Beethoven and Napoleon is that Beethoven had originally wanted to dedicate his Third Symphony to Napoleon, and Napoleon had done something dreadful, like invading Switzerland, I think. And at that point, Beethoven tore up the dedication page. So what might have been the Napoleon Symphony becomes simply the Eroica Symphony. Burgess, I think, who was himself a musician who composed three symphonies of his own, he was always looking for kind of musical equivalents for prose and vice versa. So he saw within Napoleon's Third Symphony the possible structure for a novel in four movements, which would follow the career of Napoleon from its beginnings, from before he became first consul and emperor, right up to his death, which is kind of anticipated at the end. I think now is a very interesting time for this play to be performed for the first time, because of course our conception of Europe has changed very recently with the Euro crisis and the sense of instability that there is throughout the European Union. Whether or not Britain intends to go on being a part of that seems at this moment very much up in the air. So it may be that Burgess's Napoleon, who's intended of course as a Napoleon for the early 70s, also has things to say to our own condition and is in many ways describing the present moment as well as the late 18th century and the early 19th.
My conscience is clear.
It's a funny thing about the revolution.
Now listen while I educate you.
This engaging of the army is my own heart's darling.
Hands
is an emblem
off.
Of love.
Oh, shake yourself awake
you
and take
them.
Your lance.
Courage. Patience.
is a backbone of love. You can
stare at a trumpet.
He had much to do.
You were very brave.
It had to be done.
We survived.
The question should be a question of love, no more.
Of course, there's a bigger question of survival.
We are the custodians of civilization.
We survived, and that's enough.
We've abandoned religion, but not, I hope, good taste.
Wake up! Begin.
There can be no turning back once we have done it.
Love. My conscience is clear, I think. My conscience is clear.
We're free.
I've got this pain in the balls, Sergeant.
For Bonaparte has kissed the soil of France.
Now listen.
Austrian bastards can't forgive us because we're free and they're in chains. We've claimed the right of free men to chop the head off that Austrian bitch of a queen we had, and now they want to bring back stinking kings and unholy bishops, wanting their revenge, as you can understand. Right?
How about our back pay?
Yeah, what about our back pay? Now, the one we're attacking, Austrian in spite of his name. There must be some French traitor's blood in there, stands to reason. He's pounding away at our 1,000 men, set up for him at the fort over there, and we'll get him in the flank and the rear while the other lot goes for him in the front. Any questions?
I've got this pain in the ball, Citizen Sergeant.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hey.
Right. That letter's for the directory. Two copies for the files. Huff, huff, get down to it.
Very good, sir.
Massena, the days of the minuet are over. These are the days of the waltz. Not, mind you, that I necessarily approve of this frank embracing on the ballroom floor. Still, the speed is too great for lasciviousness. Speed, Colonel. The application to the art of warfare should be obvious. Let's have more red pieces. As we expected, no reply from the Genoese.
They'll have told the general.
Now look here. If Italy's a leg, then we are midway between the navel of Nice and the genitals of Genoa, right? Put it to the troops that way. Humanize your geography. The general, damned old dodderer that he is, he'll think we're going to march through Genoa. He'll bring his lot down from Alessandria. Alessandria is the sort of inner recesses of the genitals. Italy being a woman, right?
The commander-in-chief took that force to Voltri before you.
We'll give the Austrians something substantial to play with at Voltri. Play on, rather.
Not a division.
Not a division, but enough to give them confidence. He'll move too far south from his Piedmontese. We can crack his right wing up in the hills there. There. Carcary. The top of the pubic hairs.
The gap.
Close that gap. One division there, Ogoro's there. Foul-mouthed, raised from the ranks. It shows.
His discipline's all right.
Ogoro sold watches in Constantinople. Used to give dancing lessons, didn't he? Let's see if he can use a watch as well as sell one. Ah, I want all divisional commanders to put the hour on their messages as well as the date. Speed, Massena. Timing. No more minuets. We'll waltz them back to Vienna. But first, knock Piedmont off the dance room floor. Oh, welcome a little liberation. The French army has come to break your chains.
This engaging of the armies far below, my own heart's darling. It is an emblem of love. Is not love terrible as an army with banners? I take out your image and rain weeps on the crystal. I kiss the rain away. and look down to see the interlocking of the blue and white ants. Three blue to two white, hand to hand, mostly bayonet fighting. We have no problem. Your slim white back, I must imagine, is turned against the musket puffs and the thin noises that rise from below. I lock you again in the warmth of my breast, away from the rain and slaughter. This is our first victory, and I must go on to others. I see Austrian banners in French hands, and whole blocks of Austrian white, now as still as snow patches.
Look, Bonaparte, after his night of wet dreams, ready to come in his breeches. Is that little picture of Josephine he has that does
Nassimo?
That?
Augurant? So.
Commissioner? Ah.
Salicetti, Bonaparte.
She's getting on in years. Mm. Chestnut hair dyed, I should think. Glad to marry that scarecrow out there.
Oh, we're all fucking scarecrows.
Back home, we have horses, real ones. I could cry when I think of that.
Yeah, you want to watch that? Horses are things you use till they drop. Those we have left. Well, they'll fatten up when we get down to the plains. Good rich country, Irish style.
Salicetti. Feathers are mile high. Those boots cost plenty.
It'd be a crying, stinking fish to go to Genoa looking any other way.
Funny thing. The revolution. The men in rags and straw round their toes, and there you have gold and silver and perfume stinking to high heaven that doesn't exist anymore.
Bonaparte did go to raise this loan for the army.
He didn't get it.
Yeah, he got boots.
All right, but listen, look at it another way. You and me, we got out of the ranks by election. The democratic way.
Yeah.
Right, lads, let's vote for old Sergeant Major Massener and make him a colonel, right?
I don't quite see what...
Look, it looks that there are limits to democracy. We're not running this campaign. It's wet dreams that's doing that. Who elected him?
He did all right at Toulon.
Influence again. Intrigue, womanising. It's no accident, I tell you. His chestnut mare in one hand, his roll of maps in the other.
He saved the directory. Not that it's worth saving, guzzling bastards.
He got his kissing mixed up the other day. Big fat Corsican smackers on the map of the Po Valley.
On the double, King's men howling round the Tuileries. He saw them off. Bang, bang, boom.
And now it's the Austrian bastards howling in the Alps.
He'll have his work cut out.
Well, we'll see.
First things first.
Wet Dream says we're going to take them fraternity and equality. Right recommendation, we are all rags and tatters.
The Austrians will have things back as they were if we don't shoot the balls off them.
You can see how that Salicetti looks on it. Gold and silver and loot for those Paris bastards. I mean, what's it all about? If a man believes in the revolution, is he just an idiot?
You know, in Turin, where the king goes to sleep all the time.
Old Dormouse, is it?
Yeah, he woke up just long enough to bring back racks and thumbscrews for the unbeliever.
Aye, and they'll be back if we don't watch it.
Fat priests gobbling fat pork and giggling when they have some poor bastard in for eating meat on a Friday and have his balls cut off in nomine domini.
Well, Wet Dreams was quick off the mark. Those lads who shouted, God save the king, on parade, court-martial on the double, bang, 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 like you said.
Yeah.
There's not one poor nag that's not drooping in the middle. He looks bigger with his hat on. He doesn't sit on a horse too well. You know, I don't really like to say this.
Hey, look at that troop there. Say what?
I lay in bed last night trying to, you know, work it out.
What?
There are times when that little bugger scares the shit out of me.
He say?
I can't read his writing.
It's important to know when he'll be back.
The directory is excited about victories. Can you read those names there?
No!
Actually?
Millesimo, Cava. It's a lot of marching. All those foothills. That's why it's called Piedmont. Piedmont.
I never thought of that.
And why should you? You little bundle of deliciousness. Does he ever do that to you?
He's always in such a hurry about everything. Oh, sweetheart. What are we going to do?
Now, I'll show you.
Get that dog off the bed. We have no toes left.
Baby, come, come, come. Fortuny stays here.
Oh, don't you, precious. Mummy's little messenger dog when horrid men kept Mummy in prison and were going to cut off Mummy's head. Yes, darling, use it.
Don't look so far ahead, is what I say. He's a long way to go. There's Milan, Vienna, Venice. Lots of time. It would be nice to be in Venice.
Lots of time, no. He's always so quick about everything. I'll do that again. Keep doing it. Oh, sweetheart. I'm so unhappy. Oh, yes, do that. Oh, that's lovely.
Salicetti.
You're too moderate. That's your trouble. Too moderate.
Look, Salicetti.
I am the government commissioner of the Army of the Alps, in case you've forgotten.
All right.
I am addressed as citizen commissioner.
I know precisely what's in your mind, citizen commissioner.
They need money in Paris.
Loot, loot, loot.
This is partly, not wholly, I never said that, partly what the war is about. To finance the new order.
You want to finance the new order out of that bit of porcelain over there and those damask curtains?
Well, look at the damn palazzo for a start. Whose is it?
That silver Neptune there would fetch a few hundred francs. You, citizen, would like a little loot for the Palazzo Salicetti that is to be. And I'm not going to have any looting.
The Italian king is the enemy still. He's priest-ridden, tyrannical and bigoted. He is also the father-in-law of the Count of Provence. The man they call Louis the 18th.
We're here in Italy to make friends and respect property.
He has to be thwacked and punched and throttled, which means he has to vomit up gold and silver till it hurts.
I know what the directors of the Republic want to do with Italy. Ransack it and exchange it for the frontier of the Rhine. But it won't happen while I'm in charge.
Do you realize I represent the government in Paris?
Have you ever considered that it might be a sort of duty to bring the revolution here? Or is that a naive notion?
You are a mere salaried employee whose task is to win battles for your masters.
Oh, that will happen. But it will happen officially and legitimately, with papers signed and countersigned and damn great seals on them. But if I catch you, sir, citizen, encouraging the acquisition of loot, then I come down with the chopper.
Do you realize the chopper can come down for you in the squeak of a pen?
Oh, Christoph. If I may still call you that. We used to be friends before you got this liking for feathers. Oh, don't you see, the times are changing. Nobody ever had the monopoly of the revolution, though some of them thought they did. Let me put it simply and say that I am in charge here. No looting! And if I were you, I'd dress more like a revolutionary. All those feathers, God help us!
As for you being in charge, you will be receiving a letter.
Those old representatives to the armies, all of 2 years old, where have they gone to? They didn't work. You and the rest of the new commissioners, you represent a step down. A good revolutionary general doesn't need orders, he only needs supplies.
Meanwhile, I am empowered to tell you of the directory's intentions.
I have intentions too. I shall soon be in Milan. I want my wife with me. I need the directory to make out her passport. Put off that stupid sternness for a second. Bless the girl. It seems I'm going to be a father. There's some Chambertin in the cellar. Perhaps we ought to drink a toast.
Drink this. It is the directory's intention to split the command. General Kellerman of the Army of the Moselle is to continue the northern campaign against the Austrians. You are to fight Austria's southern allies.
Kellerman is in his 60s. He lives on an old reputation. I see. I am, in effect, demoted. I see. Set in his ways.
He thinks he's God. I'm not having it. I'll resign first. Where's their sense, let alone their gratitude? No, forget the gratitude. The fools are damned idiots. One bad general is better than two good ones. Tell them that from me. No, I'll tell them myself. I'll be writing a letter.
You mean that about resignation?
That's my duty to the army. Not that anyone in Paris cares a fart about duty. Or should I say, it's all one-way duty with them. I told the army all about the Directory's confidence in them. They're simple men. They believe in these things. They need them. And now they're going to have this stuck-up swine.
I take it you're just threatening resignation.
Dirty, stupid politicians. You have to have the single voice.
Well, that sounds like a threat, too.
There's another thing I heard the other day. General Bonaparte has got off the Po and is now busily wiping up.
These letters frighten me. Look at this.
Feed off your throat. Bite off your nipples and watch new ones grow like rosebuds. Wear out your little thing with kisses. That's rather extravagant. Corsican course. How much longer do you think you can put off going to him?
I don't know. You live one day at a time, just as I did in Calm's prison. Besides, I'm ill or pregnant, I'm not sure which.
You mean not well enough to make the journey? But Bonaparte sees the newspapers. Interesting that our poor, sick Lady of Victory should be the belle of the Luxembourg Ball.
Do you want me to go?
The poets write of the world well lost for love, but true love, as true lovers know, is built upon caution. Besides, my own general will do anything for Madame Victoire. We could both go. There are some nice bits of loot to be picked up in Italy, the fruits of conquest, and Venice is very lovely.
You're mad.
Not really. There's too many eyes and ears and noses in Paris. Better to have one pair of eyes. His. All for you. For nobody else.
Why do you say Venice? Venice is a long way from Milan.
Ah, not for him. You're always saying how quick he is. Shall we dance?
Dear Talleyrand, we were right to give in. Events have proved it. See what he's done with his unified command. The tricolor all over Lombardy, Milan, Florence, Leghorn. That's one in the snout for the English.
And Corsica?
Corsica. Another one in the snout. It was the Leghorn Corsicans who took that. Back in the fold. But apart from the actual occupations, there are the various invasion threats. Tuscany, Naples, the Pope. Good hard cash there. He's already paying his men in silver.
Is that wise, Councillor Lahab?
Half silver, the rest in paper.
And all these damn works of art, they call them. I'd rather see more money.
Paris, citizen director, is the great new centre of culture.
Cramming museums with saints and angels and the rest of the superstitious garbage.
Revolutions aren't just decapitations and screaming women with no drawers on. Beauty and light. Aspects of our republican policy.
Beauty indeed. We have a solemn mission, and that's to keep the state godless. If I had the Pope here now, I'd...
Yes, your well-known revolutionary zeal continues to be well-known.
I admit the cleverness, but what worries me is the high-handedness. Look what he said about the man with the feathers.
Commissioner Salicetti has been looting churches, selling chalices and ciboria and other godless trappings of godliness.
And right too.
Sometimes ciboria with the consecrated wafers still in.
Show these priest-ridden cretins what superstitious wickedness it all is.
You are a responsible man and a director. Do please think carefully.
The priest-ridden cretins are quite capable of turning on their liberators. There is such a thing as discretion.
I think I have a right to object to that.
And perhaps you are ignorant of the word diplomacy.
I always think carefully.
And consecrated hosts cannot be desecrated overnight.
I would ask you to withdraw that.
Napoleon lives and dies by the Constitution. That is, I suppose, rather touching. But there is a word hovering on my tongue, and no doubt on yours. Ambition. A word made rather fiery by the days of terror.
What you mean is we don't want him back in Paris?
Oh, he can be controlled, I think. But he won't be in Paris for a long time yet. He's asked for his wife, and she has been sent to him. They are now together in Milan. A wife can be a great solvent of ambition in the honeymoon phase. Let him carry on with his selective spoliations.
And the politics?
Well, let him preach fraternity and equality and the other thing. Setting up sister republics? That's what it means, of course. I'm not too sure about sister republics.
What do you mean by that? Well,
time to worry about that later. More wine.
Baby, baby, cuddle up.
The drums rattled, and the flute screamed, "Oh, come ye children of the motherland, the sons of glory."
Darling, you sleep.
The sun of glory fills the sky. And they started to clatter over, and the Austrian guns flaming at them. Absolute and bloody murder, yelling. No sight of our cavalry. And then, by God, there they were. Bony nags and the screaming men on them. Right onto the Austrian flank. A near thing. God almighty, it wasn't planning this time. It was taking a chance. Impossible gambling that came off. Like the moment of spending in your thighs.
Really?
And suppose the cavalry hadn't been able to ford the river. They almost did not. Almost. Almost. It's in the region of almost that the heart sings. We won, my love. We won. 16 guns and 2,000 prisoners. And then this terrible thing.
What terrible thing?
I took out your picture to kiss it in joy. And the glass had broken. Josephine is ill, I said to myself. Or she is unfaithful.
I was ill. As for the other thing, how could you? How could you? What's that noise?
Oh, it's Turin being taken. Oh, my love. My heart's angel. How I've been able to sustain this long time of waiting, God alone knows. And now, a snatch of heaven in your arms, and then back to it.
To what?
The war. Wormser, the Austrians. But we won't think of the Austrians today or tomorrow, my Seraph. We won't move out of this bedroom.
Blast! Damn that!
Baby, come.
I won't have that dog in here.
Come here, darling. Leave Daddy alone.
I'm not going to share a bed with a damn dog. Right on the shin.
Oh. My precious, mummy's brave little pug.
Oh, stay here. Stay here. Stay here. Stay.
Oh, God.
Tomorrow is Bastille Day. A gala performance at La Scala and a ball after.
Oh? There have been a lot of balls in Paris. You at every one. That was courageous.
Why courageous? Oh, I see what you mean. It was duty, really. They couldn't have you, so they wanted me.
Oh. All that dancing. Could it have possibly caused...
It was a false one. It sometimes happens, but it made me very tired. Oh, Eugene and Hortense send their love.
We must have our own children. Oh, we will.
Where will you be going? And for how long?
Mantua. We're besieging the Austrians there. If it looks like a long business, core of my innermost heart of light, I shall send for you.
Oh, no.
Is you scared then of nasty blood and noisy voice, sweetheart? But you were so brave in Paris. Besides, you'll be a long way from the noise of the guns. They'll just be summer thunder. The cannon.
Joubert's advance. 10,000 men, 18 cannon.
Austrian strength?
12,000. Koblo's column is checked. Lipte's forces proceeded towards the flank of Joubert's most westerly brigade. The 85th Half Brigade has collapsed, is in retreat.
Some cowardly bastards.
Massena's reserve has moved in.
Ah.
And the Austrians have mounted their batteries on the eastern bank of the Adige. They've started to dominate the Osteria Gorge.
I see.
And our line of retreat and reinforcement has been cut off.
Order the 18th Half Brigade to attack.
Sir. The Austrians have gained advantage in the gorge. Joubert's brigade is exhausted, but the light artillery has blasted one of the Austrian columns. Two Austrian ammunition wagons hit. Large slaughter, carnage, disorder, enemy driven from the gorge. The eastern sector is now cleared. Main Austrian enemies split, flanks harried, reinforcements arrived. Pinsrig Massena's brigade on the Austrians.
Prisoners?
3,000. Rivoli is in Joubert's hands. Three Austrian columns flee to La Corona. Three gorges seized. Message from Joubert. We followed your plan. Success beyond all hopes. Three guns, 5,000 prisoners, enemy precipitated down rocks and fleeing and up the Adige Valley.
Ogaron. The last Austrian offensive is over.
But it was terrible.
Oh, my precious.
Pushed along like that from one place to another. Parma, Florence, and then the other place. I told him a battlefield was no place for a woman. I've told him before. Oh, he's mad, Charles, mad. He doesn't love me. He worships me.
But I worship you too.
Oh, don't say that, for God's sake. It's not civilized.
More than he does, Angel.
I don't want to be worshipped.
Oh, love isn't sane.
I want everything to be calm and pleasant and sane. Oh, God. If only we could be back in Paris.
Love's a madness. Pagan, elemental, dark. Feel that.
Oh, no. It's like a weapon. As though it's going to... Oh, Charles. He says these things as though he means them.
I mean them too, my precious.
No, no. As though he means them, as though he means, you know, the other things.
You always have me, Angel.
Like taking over all Italy and marching to Vienna and then invading the English. He writes a battle order about turning flanks and so on. And then he writes about possessing me wholly and stripping the skin off me. And then he goes back to his dispatches about enveloping the left wing or whatever it is.
Always have me to turn to. Precious one.
I'm frightened.
I don't frighten you, do I?
His brother Joseph knows, I'm sure. He has another brother here now, on his staff. He'll have the whole family here soon, if he wins all his battles.
No, precious treasure.
Joseph will talk to his mother, and his mother will talk to him, and...
It's just your nerves. That's all.
He'll have you court-martialed and shot. Me too, perhaps. He's mad enough.
All these battles, dearest lovable one.
I'm not imagining it, I tell you. I'm frightened.
Don't be frightened. Don't be.
General Wurmser.
General. Is it Bonaparte or Buonaparte?
Sometimes one, sometimes the other. To you, a Frenchman leading the Austrians, the French form is in order.
I see.
You, sir, are a Frenchman who has taken up arms against his own people.
It's not enough merely to fight for the monarchical cause against the Republican.
That at least is the view of the Directory.
I take it they want me for the guillotine.
No, shot, on my immediate orders.
They ordered you, did they?
I won't do it, of course.
Did they order you?
I consider that you're a good... brave commander.
But not as good and as brave as a Republican one, yes?
You're going to escape from my custody.
So, a long, cold road back to Vienna.
Not so long. Spilimbergo, San Vito, Laibach, Klagenfurt, Marburg, Graz. It's the Austrians on the Rhine that are my real trouble. How many do I need to guard the Tyrol, the Papal States? No trouble there.
I beg your pardon.
Forgive me. I was thinking out loud. You could have been in very holy company. One of our directors wants the Pope shot. The goddess of reason told him in a vision.
And what do you want?
What I don't want is the Bourbons back in France. I share that negative desire with my army.
Yes.
I stand for the Constitution.
What hypocritical nonsense. A Frenchman taking up arms against his own people indeed. You and I appreciate the metaphysical aspects of this struggle, and it will be a long struggle. We both know that. How can you win?
Education.
You can't garrison the whole world.
Spreading the new truth. The Republican clubs in Milan are already powerful and enlightened. The people must be forced to be free.
Your directory, if I may say so, seems to contain some rather giddy men.
I stand for the Constitution. Wrap up warm, General. The season of the snows isn't over yet.
Ah, Director Talleyrand. Champagne?
What else?
You have to hand it to Josephine. She shows the other women up.
Yes, it's the eyes.
Whose?
The whole damn family of them. Sexuality. What does his mother call him?
But it sounded like Napoleon.
Look at Mother Bonaparte there, blazing.
Ah, Napoleon is going to make a speech.
How delighted I am to find my beloved family about me. Those at least who are not busily engaged in the vital work of sustaining the Republic. My beloved mother.
His beloved family.
He wants to have everything in the family.
My dear brother Joseph.
He will bring in more sisters and cousins and have us married to them.
It won't make any difference if you're married already. Bills of civil divorcement, family everywhere.
Nothing's right for a Sicilian unless it's in the family, the clan.
He's a Corsican.
I'm usurping Joseph's function as family head, but I am proleptically seeing myself as Joseph in Egypt.
Oh, so Egypt's next on the agenda, is it?
A toast to peace. No, that is one toast I will not propose. Not peace. Not on the terms of a restored monarchy. I stand for the Constitution.
Whose Constitution?
The whole province of St. Mark.
Where
for
was
bargaining.
His sense? That, I think, seduced by Paris wickedness. You should have asserted your authority, Joseph.
Yes, Mother.
You've inherited too much of your poor father's weakness.
Venice is a gate.
Those two
the
are children
east.
By her first.
It is
are
in
they
the
not?
East that the scheming foxes of perpidious Albion
no?
will be hounded and torn.
Yes, Mother.
Those watery
I've
kings,
told the cards,
kings of
and the
water.
Cards say no child for him.
India.
Not by her.
The fingers of you all are fire with sap.
There's a curse, I believe.
Gold
there is a
turbans,
god, and a punishing one, despite all the Paris
the
wickedness.
Of Egypt.
He's a president.
Yes, Mother.
Time will show much, but it will not show a child.
Get his arm.
All right, go on.
Like a big, meaty stew.
What?
The river here. What's it called?
The Nile.
Yeah. You'll never get that one. It's too fat.
It's not fat, it's a bloat. He's all blown up with a gas in him.
Leave him.
Oh, but look at that belt. English guineas stuck all over it.
Plenty more where that come from.
Look at it all. Daggers, pistols, pearls and jewels worth a bloody fortune.
Mm, aye. The poor bugger's in paradise now, drinking sherbet.
If only poor Gibuti was here.
Yeah, it was his own fault.
He'd have loved this lot.
dived in after it.
Ape melons. Ate in one go.
Never mind the water being full of the pox and the malaria.
You can see his guts pumping out through his anus.
He asked what those pointy things were, and I said pyramids, and he said it was the Holy Trinity come to get him.
They. What's that big thing with the broken nose called?
That's the Sphinx.
Oh.
They say it has the look of that English bugger. The one in charge of the army.
Nelson. Abukir Bay. Oh, that was a shambles.
It's all been shambles. Flies and mosquitoes and mamelukes shoving dead donkeys in the wells. What are we here for, anyway?
We're doing all right, aren't we?
Yeah, for how much longer? All this gold and silver won't be much good when we have our throats cut.
Napoleon will look after us.
What are we here for, anyway?
General, this case of Arabic type isn't complete. No tox, not enough noons. If we could send to Paris...
There'll be no sending to Paris. Not while the damned English hold the sea. We must learn to make everything ourselves, Messina. Even lead pencils. We can melt bullets down for those.
There are not many here who use lead pencils.
They will learn. We shall teach. Have we kept the Imam waiting long enough?
The eyes of the Eternal are blind to time.
Is that in the Quran?
It's the sort of thing they say. I'll get him.
Salam alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Know this, O Holy One. We believe in Allah. We take the Quran to be a sacred book. In our land, we broke the power of infidel Rome. In his own land, we struck down her sultan, whom men call the Pope. In Malta, we slew the knights, sworn enemies of Islam. Inform your people that we are sent here by Allah to geld the evil Turk and raise high the people of the Nile.
How can slaves be sent by Allah? You all have hairless faces, the mark of the bondsman.
That can be put right with time and Allah's holy help. Our men shall grow moustaches.
You drink wine.
Know this. That we French are sons of Islam, like yourselves.
You have foreskins.
We believe in brotherhood under one God, the reward of heaven and the punishment of hell, the power of prayer.
It was not seemly to raise your flags on the minarets.
That was a mistake. We are too eager to show that our cause and the cause of Islam are one. They have all been taken down.
Kindly arrange about your circumcisions. The chief Modin has his knife ready sharpened.
Very well.
Your wine must return to the earth where came the grape, Haram.
For now, we could ask you to proclaim next Friday from the minbar in the masjid that the French are protectors of the faith and friends of the Prophet.
What the people have so far seen is godless slaves who tear at the veils of our women have stolen gold dangling from their belts.
What you will see is justice. Books from which people may learn.
There are afrits and shaitans in books.
Houses where the sick shall be healed. With us a learned tubibs.
Allah disposes sickness and health. All is in the hands of Allah.
I've heard about these afrits and shaitans before. Some of your holier citizens said that my soldiers were afrits and shaitans. You know what they did to my soldiers? Holy slaughter, they called it. I was strongly advised to wreak vengeance, but I did not. You slew, but I was merciful.
Only Allah is merciful.
But I am quite capable of not being merciful. Remember that.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Masinam, what is it? Letters?
One letter. It got through the blockade. Bad news.
You knew?
I can guess.
My brother Joseph said something. I took little notice that the officer, I had him posted. Fopped! Damned coxcombs! Effeminate dandies playing at soldiers! Oh, God! Does everyone know?
I regret deeply.
You knew your chief commander is a damned cuckold. Always the last to know.
You had to know.
A sphinx and the pyramids and the leagues and leagues and leagues of sandy emptiness are witness to the denouement of a Paris farce. Bonaparte the cuckold! Oh, Christ! Oh, Jesus!
Women are more open to calumnies than men.
There's no running to get a divorce here, but I'll be back by Jesus!
With a man, it is never a calumny. A married lady with her husband at wars? She has to have an escort.
A faithless bitch! But I'll kill the lot of them. The impotent swine of bastard pansies. I'll lead the army in. I'll make a man's town of it. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God!
Who has seen Madame Bonaparte with more than a mere escort?
Don't you give me a sermon. The world cries cuckold, and the world is right. You knew this, yet you told me nothing. Is that loyalty? Is that friendship?
It is not my duty to retail calumny. Even if it were a duty, I'd not choose a moment when you're 600 leagues from France.
This is the end. What more is left to me? This is a great lesson about the true meaning of honor and glory. Well, if she can fuck, I can fuck too. I loved her. Too much. You don't know what it's like, you womanizers, to love a woman like that. I gave her my youth, everything, and now she gives her... gives herself to these mincing coxcombs with their sweet red tongues. I worship the bitch! But that's the only way to take them. Bitches, take them as a dog takes a bitch. Divorce, a stinking great divorce. But first I'll show her. I'll show the whole of Paris.
We're cut off from Paris.
Some things get through, like this dagger, this letter. But treachery has wings, that's well known. Wings, wings, wings. I want a woman. I want a woman, and not these pox-ridden bints.
What are you wearing?
Sultan Kabir.
What?
I'm the big Sultan. My little hoary hoary.
I'm hardly an angel from heaven, am I? Steady on, Sultan.
So sorry to intrude, Citizen General.
How dare you, sir?
Citizen General.
Out! Doc!
I didn't realize a man had to get his commander-in-chief's permission...
to be in Paris!
...to enter a room where his wife is in bed, sir.
I entrusted you with urgent dispatches to the directory.
Urgent dispatches, my bottom!
Report at once to your company commander.
False little whore!
With my compliments, request him to make out the charge.
The British Navy captured our ship and kindly brought us back to Egypt.
Your wife is not officially here. No wife is officially
Lord
here.
Lord David and Bathsheba act misfired, Citizen General.
You smuggled your wife abroad at Toulon dressed as a drummer boy. That is a gross breach of discipline.
You're threatening me?
You merit a shameful cashiering in an open square before the entire regiment. Then, with your badges of rank cut off and your sword surrendered, you are automatically re-enlisted, but this time as a private soldier.
Citizen General!
The official becomes real. Divorce. Retroactive divorce.
May God curse the two of you.
The papers can be made out tomorrow morning, suitably backdated.
And smite your
that
indulgence
makes everybody free.
With deadly diseases. Pox and chancre and running sores for flies to feed you, you little treacherous bitch. Only too ready to open your legs to anything that offers, private or general. May your nose drop off.
Lieutenant.
And your hair come out in handfuls.
Lieutenant.
As for you, you undersized Corsican bandit.
Lieutenant! I'll give you a brief free lesson in generalship.
Suppose it gets into the newspapers. You can't wipe out what it says in the newspapers, can you? Well, it's in the English newspapers. I heard that on board the ship.
What is in the English newspapers?
The British Navy captures everything. Everything that tries to get across the Mediterranean, it just takes. Like the letter you wrote.
What are you drivelling about?
It was about... You will know, Citizen General, who it was about. To your brother, they said it was. Try choosing not to have let that happen, sir.
Out.
Just
out,
going, sir.
Out.
Not forgetting, madame.
Out!
That salt cellar looks vaguely ecclesiastical.
It's hard to forget one's episcopal past, Laha. Once a bishop?
Always a bishop. Indeed.
Pork kidneys on a Friday, that's an unholy throw.
Doesn't the salt cellar come from Bologna? Salicetti told me the name of the church, but I've forgotten. I have one or two nice little things. I'm disappointed that I have nothing opulent from Constantinople. You failed me there.
2,000 Turkish prisoners, and I let them go. Why did I let them go? Because we could not feed them. Frankly, I expected them, being allies of the English, to play the game. Now we have taken here at Gaza another 4,000 prisoners, some of them patrolmen of the previous batch. They did not play the game.
Did he honestly expect me to go all the way to Constantinople? The whole point of being a foreign minister is that you know you'll stay safely at home.
They took up arms again in what they consider to be a holy war. A holy war. Their notion of holiness is to make their captives chew their own penises, to stuff their testicles up the anus, to saw the noseless, earless head off with slow efficacy. We have them. We cannot feed them. What do we do with them?
Well, he wanted you there. Negotiations with the Sublime Porte, if that's the right name. By camelback and donkeyback. Good thing you didn't go. They'd present your bollocks nicely mounted to Sir Smith there. If your grace will forgive my coarseness.
His ex-grace need no longer pretend he doesn't have any.
We have to decide how to execute a regrettable duty, putting out of our minds the humane philosophies on which our revolution is based, thinking only, as soldiers should, of the technique or method. So how? Split the entire corpus into 40 batches of 100 each, conducting each century without the walls of the city for an entire infantry company to dispatch with ordered rifle fire. The task should be completed in a day.
The end of Egypt. Pity, in a way. Gallicized Cairo would have been pleasant for a winter vacation. Aperitifs in the sun.
My dear Talleyrand, just think of the smell of camel dung. Stone-eyed beggars, syphilitic bints. No, Egypt won't do. No ecclesiastical salt cellars there.
Unfortunately, we are not rich in ammunition. Spent cannonballs may soon have to be collected from the field, a nominal money prize awarded for each retrieval. Steel, however, iron, points and edges, are not spent as bullets are. How many heads has our guillotine in Paris shorn? Iron. Steel. A practicable method would be the creation of a narrow egress in the outer wall. Our engineers could blast one speedily. The prisoners to walk as to freedom through it. An endless file with gaps of several meters to obviate panic. Two men to grasp the emergent prisoner, one to fell him with a club, the executioner to perform his office. A roster can be drawn up. Two men to drag the body away. The technique of execution. The axe? That means the grotesquerie of thousands of severed heads. Always more frightening to the squeamish than a corpse, minimally mutilated by some entering instrument.
It's mad. All that comes out of Egypt is letters screaming about divorce. Has there ever been anything like it in the history of the world? The British press gets evidence and the intended recipient gets his letter courtesy of London, Frankfurt and Paris press. Well, this is the end of a promising career. It's hard to survive that kind of laughter.
The bayonet? Our men are well used to the bayonet. Perhaps I might depute the choice of actual mode of dispatch. Conceivably, a thesis might be written, a considered conspectus drawn up. The army's function expand. We have our institute. We need theory, thought, speculation, philosophy, all within the army. Consider, for instance, the efficient annihilation of a whole disaffected community, a city, say, of the size of Paris.
How long will it be, do you think, before the Directory sees what has to be done? And the elders and the 500 and all the rest of the nonsense?
When they are thoroughly frightened, they'll listen and nod and say yes, yes, yes.
I suppose history will say it was an interesting experiment. Useful, too. Confirmatory. The bottoms of the monarchs will feel their thrones securer than ever.
That isn't what happened in England. No more absolute monarchs after Cromwell. Nothing in history is mere parentheses.
Did you make that up?
It's not too soon to start getting a speech ready. I have a few little maxims of that kind. Purged and clean, we return to the ways of the light. Would interregnum be better than parentheses? That partridge seems over-crisp.
I like crisp things.
Armies, they're terribly expensive.
They brought you some pleasant things from Italy. Do you think that Tiepolo painting is hung a little too high?
The unventilated room, crammed with subjects. We must not think of victims, prisoners. The terms are too emotive. And the introduction of a simple pumping device, of some lethal inhalant. Our army chemists must work on such innovations. New methods for new wars. We are done with dancing minuets. And the Russians in Holland, and the Austrians and the Russians in Zurich, and the Turks and the Russians in Corfu. The anti-French alliance at work in Naples. The worst danger lies with those swine of the Directory. Inflation has filled good French Republican money with air. And they're selling sweetmeats in the streets and sniggering 18 for a louis. No more of this false money is available, nor real money either, for the completion of our Egyptian campaign. The Egyptian campaign is at an end. Peace, as well as war, has its surprises. The treasury, 7 millions of francs down. As for France, must we let those rogues in the Directory wreck all we have achieved? I know where my place is. Bonaparte will kiss the soil of France. Didn't receive the official order before embarkation from Alexandria.
He was ordered to return with his army. His army is still out there.
But the enemy has been defeated. He was authorized to leave Egypt, even though he didn't know the authorization existed.
Desertion of the army in the face of the enemy, that is guillotinable enough.
We must be accurate. That enemy has been defeated. Luck always goes with him. Flowers and fruit and wine at San Rafael.
Bonaparte has kissed the soil of France.
Where did you say?
San Rafael, where he landed.
The Directory recommends his arrest, despite the popular acclaim.
keep him locked up till we decide what to do with him.
We decide.
If not for desertion, for evading the quarantine regulations. He may have the plague raging in France in a week or two.
And how about Josephine?
She was calm enough when the telegraph came through. Nothing to fear, she kept saying. She has to get to Lyon before his brother does.
They'll mince her alive.
The eagle soared to trumpet from the steep. Oh, shake yourself awake and take your lance. For Bonaparte has kissed the soil of France.
Nothing to fear. Nothing to fear.
It's all flowers and arches, Mother.
Never forget that you are married to an extraordinary man. Extraordinary man. An extraordinary man.
Is it for what he's done?
They'll be in Lyon first.
Or what they think he'll do.
Hortense, I fear it. I know it. They can't forgive neither him nor me. Any of them. His mother. That whale-boned tigress.
Mother?
You may soften him, if not I. He's very fond of you and Eugene. I may well have to plead through my children.
We've miles and miles to go before Lyon.
Hear them?
A point you'll hear much of.
Crowds.
The stigma of divorce. You can change the law, but you can't get rid of stigma.
Stigmata.
They'll talk about divorce being no help to a public man with his way to make.
Crowds, waiting all night with torches.
But you know what the family says.
It's the same at Lyon.
She is what she is, and she won't change.
Give us work, give us bread, give us money worth spending.
Apart from this adultery business, she's been...
Public man. Oh, I see what you mean.
She's been involved in some very shady transactions. Army contracts.
I loved her. Loved her. No man knows how much.
Bribes. She's been running heavily into debt.
You hear them, Joseph?
Kick her out.
Clean up our country. Restore us to honor, dignity, solvency.
It has to be.
Be alone. Alone.
We're with you. We're behind you.
That's the terrible thing.
You'll never be able to look Mother in the face again unless you do.
How far are we from Paris?
An hour, if we hurry.
He's in there, Mother. Door locked. He won't see anybody.
Napoleon?
Dear Father?
Napoleon, let me in. Do you hear me? My darling.
No.
Oh, let me in there.
No. My heart is broken.
Let me speak for our mother. Let me speak for myself.
God,
and my brother.
To think the one to whom I entrusted my very innermost heart in keeping.
I have lived a life of solitude virtue. There is evidence. Talk to Madame Goyer. Your whole family is...
God, the treachery. Let me never trust a woman again. I, who spent such trust...
Your mother has done absolutely nothing that could be considered immoral. Beautiful woman like my mother.
But you were bound to be lied to since your God,
if only I had not known. My eyes. Island breeds Othello's, but I lack the killing spirit. I'm a man who seeks nothing but
all our hearts.
You are breaking our hearts.
Of loving hearts.
Oh, Napoleon.
No man can fight a woman's tears. Come.
They're in there.
Leave them.
I'm the head of the family.
Hear that silence?
Has he murdered her?
No. That's a different kind of quiet. Go in if you don't believe me.
I'll knock.
Everything has been resolved.
But...
God knows there's enough fighting to come.
Your family...
Let us engage the corruptions of the French Republic from a happy fortress.
Napoleon...
Get the maid to bring coffee in. In about an hour's time. Citizen Cease, honoured greatly.
Bonaparte.
Hemorrhoids?
So you saw Head Director Goyer?
I know about hemorrhoids.
And what did he say?
A varicosity that application of chipped ice will reduce. As common in the field as in the study.
Did he say you were too young? How old are you?
Coming up to 30.
No directors under 40.
The letter that kills, I told him.
He's a stickler for the letter, very much the lawyer.
And?
There seem to be two ways out only. Consider the condition of the country. Unemployment, thieves, religious fanatics in the West. 1,000,000 francs, barely enough to buy a decent dinner. Those who don't want the Bourbons back want a reign of terror.
And what do you want, Citizen Sees?
A new constitution, what else?
Just what I've been saying ever since I got back.
We have no constitution.
They threatened me with the law because I left Egypt without orders, but I told them they had no law. You, sir, made our first constitution.
Hardly the first. My pamphlet on the Third Estate may be said to have, well, started something.
Is not the time coming again?
You, sir, what do you consider yourself to be, soldier or civilian? I see you are dressed as a civilian.
I am both.
We need a sword.
I understand. Wait. I understand.
Wait. When I say sword, I mean, shall I say, show of force, which shall be an emblem of order.
I understand thoroughly.
You will have had enough blood shed already in your career. As I see it, the entire directory must resign. This will mean panic in the two councils, but I've already paved the way with certain of my friends in the upper house.
I quite understand.
We must have a meeting of the entire assembly out of town. Paris is a panicky place. There is a mob. There are the unemployed. The palace.
Liberty and equality are in danger. We're on the volcano's edge.
No, what's he asking?
Allow me to speak. With a blunt soldier's frank.
What's that about, soldiers?
I quite understand. My men, of course, will be useful in this conspiracy.
I did not say that word. Erase that word from your mind. That word must not be launched into the public air.
I quite understand. No conspiracy.
Do not!
I quite understand.
It is merely proposed that the councils ratify the liquidation of the directory and approve the new establishment of a committee
establishment?
Of
three. No. Sounds like a permanent triumph.
No! One cannot look ahead to any mode of permanency. One of my friends and the elders will inflame his colleagues with oratory about danger, and while they twitter in apprehension, will then propose that you take over command of Paris District for the safety...
I have been approached by the directors to assist them in the overthrow of the Republic and the re-establishment of the hated monarchy. You, gentlemen, our guardians... Wise, just, moderate, Republican, are in danger. Danger! But I will protect you. Will not one who has founded republics in Italy and Egypt protect the mother of all republics? With arms, if need be!
Then propose that you take over command of Paris District for the safety...
For the safety of both councils.
Naturally. The proposition will be carried, no doubt about it, nem con.
Good.
I'm leaving it to Talleyrand to...
Can he be trusted?
Talleyrand to secure resignations with a fair bribe.
It was proved that I could not trust him. He endangered the entire Egyptian campaign.
500,000, gold, not paper.
Talleyrand, eh? Untrustworthy. Slimy. Very much an unfrocked bishop.
I remember I'm an unfrocked abbé. Leave that. The elders will dither, they will give no trouble. That, then, will be the end of the directory.
If things in the Tuileries don't go quite as planned, should some of the elders give unexpected trouble...
Then you will leave 300 of your men in Paris. As I see it, it is all a very simple matter. It is a reasonable matter. The liquidation of a weak executive. I anticipate no trouble at all.
Old comrades, I see you are standing behind me. Bayonets ashine in the sun of victory. That is to say, freedom.
No. General Bonaparte would do well to
all I wish to say in all humility, is that the distinguished assembly consider the danger, take steps to obviate, at once form a committee for the
Monsieur President, order his arrest!
Form a committee for the purpose of...
A triumvirate, eh?
I said nothing about a triumvirate.
Lepidus, Antony and Octavius Caesar. Very classical.
I mentioned only a formation of a committee of three.
I quite understand.
That is not the same thing at all as a triumvirate.
I see that thoroughly. Chipped ice, remember.
My brave soldiers! Your president of assembly!
What is it?
Commander, we should go.
Not now, Algaron. Surely you will grant me a hearing.
Outside the law, you know what that means.
Outside the law.
Those are the words they used to Robespierre.
What?
You know what happened to Robespierre.
We have 10 minutes.
Start the drums.
Sir.
Soldiers, have I not led you to victory again and again? The lawful assembly is being threatened. Have I not again and again risked my life for France? Threatened physically, threatened with daggers, threatened with swords. France, once again in danger from Frenchmen by a handful of mad extremists. There are cunning assassins starting their deadly work.
We're with you, Commander.
The lawful assembly is being threatened. Will you not follow me? Steel must answer steel!
I'd rather be back at number 6.
Courage, girl. A bit bare at the moment. Too many of the wrong ghosts. We'll lay these ghosts with statues of the great, the really great, not puling inheritors of empty royal purple. Demosthenes, Alexander, Brutus. Poor dead George Washington, great general, great democrat. Cato, Julius Caesar.
Next to Brutus.
In the shades, they are friends again, aware of each other's destiny. Marlborough? Great enough, but unfortunately an Englishman.
Do you believe in the people?
I could say I believe they exist, but you don't mean that, do you?
I mean, do you like the people? Do you love the people?
You can love only persons. When I see the people as a mob, then I know how I feel about them. They petrify me, like a nightmare.
Really?
But give them the discipline they need and want. Yes, want. Put them under officers, put guns and not bricks in their paws, then I don't fear them, not even when they're marching towards me.
But what are you going to do, you and the other two consuls?
Hic, hack and hock, Caes calls us. Witty and cruel. I'm hick, I think.
Are you a Democrat?
Democrat? You've been reading something like Child's Guide to Montesquieu, something like that? Democrat? Well, yes. No.
No.
The whole process has been democratic, of course.
Of course.
A free vote and so on. The electorate knows nothing, God bless it, of constitutions, nor need it, nor should it. I believe in the obscurity of constitutions. I think they should be short in order to appear simple.
That sounds like Machiavelli.
You have been reading something.
Poor Sayers.
I know. Those hemorrhoids.
No. I mean, I'm sure he had no idea this would come about. You, First Consul, I mean.
Well, the triumvirate was his idea. You know that word?
Yes, of course I do.
Never mind. The term consul, that also. He knows all about constitutions, but nothing about rule. It's a matter of personality, of course. That piping little voice, those varicose veins in his... Huh? See this bloodstain on the wall? This must be from poor Marie Antoinette. Must have that cleaned off. This isn't a museum. So, what am I going to do? Take you to that great gilt bed for a quarter of an hour or so before dinner? Bump a few royal ghosts out of the way?
Be serious.
I was never more. Come. What I'm going to do is to rule. Stop the people being a mob. Frederick the Great, Cicero, Gustavus Adolphus, Hannibal. He crossed the Alps. Something I'd never do. I'm a civilian now. The First Consul can't command the field. So says the Constitution. Well, constitutions can be changed, can't they?
Can they?
No immediate hurry.
No.
Scipio Africanus. Those poor devils in Egypt. Became Muslims, circumcision and all. Oh. There are some with no notion of moderation. Just 10 minutes before dinner.
Constitution that religion is now prohibited.
Sit down, sir.
Sit!
No flourishes here. Whether there be God or not, the widespread belief that there is a God is a fact to which we must not lose our eyes. Order! Order! The meeting of the council is adjourned.
Oh, a lot to be said for these all-night meetings. Early breakfast. Bread smoking fresh. Come on, Talleyrand. There's a place around here where they serve exquisite herb omelet.
What do you think?
About him? I think he keeps a bad table. I had him to dinner, you know, and we had exerted ourselves. First Consul, all said and done. He wanted to know how long it was going to go on. A bit mannerless, you know? Said he'd be quite happy with a cold sausage and a swig of watered Chambertin.
Stripped down to function. Maybe a new kind of man. He's very young, of course. May change, may grow more human.
Something in that. Intellect and animality. You know, the chest like an orangutan. Have you seen him breathe in? Animal rage. Swivels like a rattlesnake. So they tell me. Nice little turnips on that barge there. I like them cooked very slowly, hours and hours, to a kind of cream.
And where will this new kind of animal take us? Not to anything new. Religion coming back.
Those cabbages, see? Very crisp.
Centralization.
You squeak under your fingers.
Favors for friends.
Well, we're not his friends. No favoritism there. Mad situation, really. And here we are, looking at celery together.
I don't care much for celery, Councillor Lahab. Well, very fresh, perhaps, with a nut of cheese. It looks to me as if the revolution is over.
He loves France, he says, but what does he mean by France?
Everything's new. Well, old as well. But new things seems to be him.
Very coarse eaters in Corsica. Coarse people. France, of course, may just be another name for Bonaparte.
It frightens me a bit.
Nothing frightens me except overcooked beefsteak, but I see what you mean. A system based on personality. But there are enough checks. We're two of them.
But we don't have an army.
I have an appetite. Some veal kidneys simmered in butter, touch of white wine, a lovely Paris dawn, broken eggs and raw oysters. Come, Talleyrand. Breakfast.
The First Consul ordered that more logs be brought in for the already blazing fires of the Tuileries.
That'll teach them, Augereau.
These ladies must be cold, he said, with a meaning look around the elegant assembly.
Coming here with their tits showing and their navels pouting through the silk.
Sir.
Too much silk anyway. All from India, helping British trade. No, we'll have none of this directory shamelessness while I'm around. Eh? Elegant decency. They've all gone soft. Let's have a military note in the decor. Tents and drums, that sort of thing.
Shall I read more, sir?
Not from the newspaper. I write it all myself anyway. Anything scurrilous this morning?
Sort of poem, sir. It'll make you angry.
Nonsense, man. Read it.
Not satisfied with another's whore, he sniffs around and looks for more. But comes with haste that's quite unique. He'll fuck all Paris in a week.
Don't think much of that. Some very low and envious minds about. But one must expect it. The jealousy of little men. It'll be worse yet.
The Austrians are back in Italy. A major offensive under Field Marshal Melas.
So, we recapitulate. Year four all over again. No fool, Melas. What would you do in this place?
Take Genoa.
Not bad. Genoa is the key.
Besiege Toulon. That would bring in the blasted Britannic Majestic Navy.
Very well. Take this down.
Sir.
To General Massena, First Consul's compliments. The Rhine Valley will commence operations towards the beginning of the month Florio. The right wing, under General Le Corbe, will occupy Switzerland and thus protect the right flank of the corps invading Swabia.
Sir.
Right, lads. As you can see, they've beaten us into Genoa. Here we are stuck without supplies. The truth is, those bastards in Marseille did a fine flipping job of swindling the army. Fat ass civilians who depend on us for their fancy lives. So get ready for starvation rations.
Blasted Bonaparte, or Buonaparte. Back there in Paris, being a political man. Silk slippers on your feet and feet soft with walking on carpets. Lying full length on a carpet looking at maps. Nice hot coffee on the table. Yawning into bed with that chestnut wife of yours. Faithless bitch, but
then,
you've forgiven her.
Le Corbe will come under our orders and we cross the St. Bernard Pass into Italy.
Mm.
At the same time, part of the Army of the Reserve will occupy the Valais and cross into Italy by way of Simplon, or what's the other? Yes, St. Gotthard Pass. When we enter Italy, you, Citizen General Massena, must draw the enemy against you, forcing him to divide his army. Make a point of exaggerating your numbers. Put about the story of large reinforcements on the way.
You've got to hold out, that's the point. Don't stand any nonsense from the Genoese, treacherous, bleeding lot of civilians.
When do we get some sodding lead?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going soft, man. Oh, my God. Citizen First Consul, I put the possibility of our continued resistance in Genoa at the maximum of 15 days.
Come. We have civilian work to do. The Bank of France prospectus.
So what's happened is this. The Austrians have separated our lot from the rest of the regiment and forced them all the way back to the River Var. Well, you all know where that is, lads. And you all know what it means.
How about our back pay?
It means if we don't hold on here until reinforcements get over the Alps and ram their bayonets up those bastards' arses, then the bastards will go marching into France. And like the song says, start screwing our wives, sons, and daughters. So, we have to hold on. Any questions?
I've got this pain in the balls, Sergeant.
Yeah.
poor little Fortuné. Mummy's poor little brave dog.
First department pays taxes for. That's best Barry Square names after him.
Shh, shh, shh. Fortuné. Shh, Daddy's sleeping.
War between Treasury and Finance Ministry. Opposition makes security. 16% interest too much. Damned usury.
Oh, poor Charles, too. Still, he was fair. Yeah. A man in his position could have ruined him. Poor little Fortuné.
Country must live within its means. Family, too.
God, if only he knew.
Disgusting extravagance.
But he will know. He'll come charging round looking. Yeah. 600 new hats in a month.
Change everything.
Cheating my army.
But everybody does it.
Yeah, breed decent women. Cook. Sew. Good wives. Fascination and charm not enough. Solid French women. Fully clothed.
That's for me, is it?
Well, what time is it?
5 o'clock.
Huh? Wake everybody up. Draw my bath. Work to do.
Poor little Fortuné. Mummy's poor little brave dog.
Season of the year still early for the major passes. Snow, ice, glaciers. Thrilling, Ogoro. Don't you think? First time in history to cross them with artillery, caissons and so on. Avalanches bury whole battalions in the wink of an eye. Fire guns to bring them down, Massena says. March in moonshine, effect of drinking water on the troops' digestions. He recommends vinegar. Good man, Massena. Give me that map. There. I'll engage the Austrians. There.
Marengo?
When we've crossed the Alps.
I've never heard of it.
I'll engage them there.
What do you mean, you will engage them? You're going in person. But you can't, with respect. Think of all the work we have here.
You can wait.
The estimates of the art galleries, the prospectus for national elementary education.
What's the latest report from Genoa?
Nothing new. 15 days, Massena said.
Well, he must hang on longer.
That makes us from now, let me see.
I'll need a month.
They're shooting Genoese.
Well, they're not eating them. Poor devils. Horses, guts and straw bread.
Any disaffected group of four is shot on sight.
Send a message telling Massena he must hang on and add these words. I leave at midnight.
Midnight tonight?
I'll see about that later. It's the midnight that's important. Gives a sense of urgency, drama. Let's have a quick look at that Bank of France prospectus.
Well, Ogoro, this is better than being in a glorified office, eh? I had to slide down on my arse. Mules are no good. We've had no luck at Fort Bard. That damned Austrian garrison seems dislodgeable. We had the same situation before in Syria, remember?
But, Commander,
days of reducing the garrison are over. Waste of time. Have to creep around them somehow. How to get the cannons through, that's the problem. Mule tracks, impossible. So, they have to go through the village. Right under the snouts of the Austrians. How? Nighttime, obviously. Not too much moon. Plenty of cloud. Drag the guns through at night.
But the noise...
Exactly, the noise. Get the men gathering horse shit, cow shit, straw. Plenty around. Spread it on the streets. Wrap the wheels in old rags. The biggest army in history to cross the Alps. With heavy artillery. I always wanted to cross the Alps.
I know
All Paris knows that I gave him cause for...
We ought not to use the word infidelity. He is a man, a soldier, restless, importuned by the adoring. He loves you most dearly. This he says to all. What you, however, feel is that with a child, his and yours, though, of course, he adores his stepchildren, that he should become a father.
Dr. Corvisor, I feel that he may be trying to find out whether the sterility is in him. He is in a position, as a poet might put it, to scatter his seed wildly.
A wandering Priapus, war as exogamy.
What's that you say?
Madam, you have proved your own fertility. The tangible and delightful proof is in your son and daughter.
I am still of childbearing age, am I not? I have, you say, no symptom of premature...
Menopause? Mm. If, as you say, the menses continues to be regular, well... Madam, I am a physician, not a moralist, but sometimes it is hard to separate the two disciplines. Thou shalt not get drunk, says the crapula. Thou shalt not fall into the arms of a dashing hussar whose arms have been too often open, says the lesser disease of love.
It's not possible. A mere harmless affair.
Too many things are possible, madam. For the rest, think not of it. Cultivate your roses. Try to be happy.
He is unfaithful to me. That makes me unhappy.
The light cavalry have advanced. No sign of enemy.
Avoiding action. Austrian swine. Avoiding engagement. Marengo. The only damn plain in Italy where they can put their cavalry to work. Why don't they come? Where the hell are they?
They're here.
I asked for their aggression. A statement, a word, but I didn't really expect it. The Austrians are not behaving like Austrians.
Intelligence says 100 cannon, three columns of 10,000 each.
It's a bluff. They're withdrawing to Genoa, to Po. Message for our division. March north towards Valenza.
That drops us 3,500.
I know what I'm doing, blast you.
We're being pushed east of Marengo. 23,000 troops falling... They're regrouping. You are losing a battle.
We are losing a battle. We. I doesn't exist anymore. We're one body. We. Very well. No more retreating. What's that?
Close range. We've exploded an ammunition wagon.
Luck of the devil.
Bells, bells, bells. Ringing Marengo, Marengo, Marengo. Talleyrand, the time has come to strike.
For whom? The whole anomaly of the situation lies in the fact that the whole of France palpitates over his living or dying. The solidity of his allure lies in the insolidity of his physical future. If you set a man on a throne and surround him with sweetmeats and mistresses, a fat hulk blessing everybody from his golden carriage, chewing. You see the problem?
I see it all too clearly. Intolerable. Everything set on the turn of a battle, but if he dies...
You see, this talk of his being made first consul for life presupposes a disaffection with the Republican philosophy. They're all reading of Cromwell these days, and then your Cromwell dies, and you have an incompetent inheritor. The alternative, monarchy. We will come back to it, but not to the Bourbons.
And if he is killed in battle, that is?
They're all conditionals. If. And now he comes back, trampling on our life.
15 Austrian colours captured, 40 guns.
8,000 Austrian prisoners, 6,000 dead.
And the number of French dead?
Not yet stated. undoubtedly infinitesimal.
Now, I foresee a period of oppressive autocracy. The mob will just beg to be trodden on.
The mob always does well. It is the position of the intellectual that must be in doubt. Such, naturally, as have not rendered themselves in some way or another indispensable.
And, for many, a period of exile.
I shall stay, Lahap. I shall outstay him. I find it hard to envisage a Bonaparte grown old.
They were after me. I know. And they would have got me if my coachman hadn't been so drunk.
The courts will take care of the criminals.
A barrel of gunpowder set on a cart. My wife and Hortense, we owe our lives to his Christmas Eve drunkenness.
They will be found.
9 innocent dead. Seize my friend. I demand the lives of 9 royalists.
They will be found, tried and guillotined.
Any 9! Dig them out! Execute them without trial!
In our righteous anger, let us not forget the Constitution.
To hell with the Constitution!
This is what the courts are for!
And I hear few enough tones of righteous anger in your... You're like puddings. You sit like puddings in a shop.
Courts are the judiciary, we the executive.
This is war!
The executive has no power under the Constitution to execute...
This is the Bourbons hitting at the Republic. On the fields of battle, there is no invoking of the Constitution.
If I may say...
There are generals tied up in this, plotting against me.
Of course, we recognise your anxiety, but...
What are we going to do with them all, eh? Wait till they kill a few more innocent women and children. Wait till they blow my family to pieces.
But if I may say this, there is a certain constitutional irregularity in your setting up what seems to be your own secret police force.
Look! The essence of a secret police organization is secrecy. They have to act fast without warrants. What is this irregularity compared with the filthy, murderous ingratitude of the Bourbons? I've done everything. Everything! 40,000 emigres welcomed back, given money, my own money and my wife's. Anything for peace. Peace and amity. And what do? I'll meet any of them, fair and square, but I won't have this massacring of the innocents.
It's the English! This you must know!
I don't mind dying. But not just yet. The clock hasn't been properly wound. 5 years, say, and they can have me if they want me, but not now.
Thousands of pounds involved. It is the English who are financing these little escapades.
Little? Little? Brigands loose in Paris. I'll make the swines shed tears of blood. I'll teach the bastards to legalize murder.
We must sometime consider the problem of succession. We must be realistic.
Succession? Whose? This is a republic, not a monarchy.
Realistic. The first consulate is no longer an elective office. The closest president to our governmental system is to be found in England.
England. Always back to perfidious England.
The England of Cromwell. An hereditary executive, not monarchical, a republic incarnated in family. Think of the alternatives. The Bourbons back. A military coup! Jacobinism!
You're thinking me dead. You must not think of me dead. I'm going to erect a preventative machine that will ensure my survival. As for the Bourbons, they'll never be back. Be quite sure of that, Sears. The machine is going to strike. Wait, you'll see.
Nevertheless, there is always the chance. The chance, shall I say, of your choking on a chicken
pen. I thank you for the warning. I'll instruct my cook. No chicken bones.
I revert to yesterday's discussion and would ask again that we will consider the true meaning of the word imperium. Oh, or better, the word imperator. What I'm trying to say is there is no contradiction between the republican and the imperial notions. Now, we're not talking about restoration of a rex, but of the establishment of an imperator. It is all there in Roman history. The Imperator is entrusted with the Imperium on behalf of the people.
How about the contract?
There is always some concern about the contract. To continue. As for the hereditary element in the imperial office, it is understood that the First Consul has insisted to Tribunate that the transmission of the title must be effected by popular vote.
Spoken like a good Republican.
Here we may see again the crux exhibited. The will of the people, not, as in the old discredited metaphysics, the will of God.
Talking about God, I find it very hard to envisage a Republican coronation. I mean, he has to be crowned by somebody. And who is this somebody to be? Hardly himself. There has to be some sort of priest, representative, so to speak, of the abiding spirit of the Republic. But we have no hierarchy. We have freedom of worship.
One thing at a time. Let us not eat all courses at once. Chew slowly. Soon, some honourable councillor will be taking it upon himself to discourse on the content of the coronation banquet.
Leave that to you.
Is it not now a matter of procedure? The whole of France is agreed on the necessity of protecting the life of our Dux or Imperator by the simple act of conferring immortality on him. There are some intransigents still, admittedly, who need to have demonstrated to them that an emperor is not necessarily a king. Now, I ask again to look at Roman history.
Around him and he becomes a king. What is needed is a mere matter of signing a piece of paper, something severe and very Republican.
A contract.
You can transmit rule, but you can't transmit talent. You could have some gibbering idiot on the throne, or some head-lopping womanizer just because he has the right family name.
He ought to have a son, by the way.
Yeah. How do you know he hasn't?
What I fear is a lot of Corsicans squabbling over France as if it were a brass bedstead.
Oh, that's
order! Will the meeting come to order?
There has to be a coronation. There has to be a priest. We want the best priest. Who could that be but the Pope? Also consider that the papacy thus seems to bless and sanction the Republic, and that it will give the whole Catholic monarchists, Europe, something to think about. England, too, for that matter.
We don't want the Pope here. No. Blaspheming against the goddess of reason, damn it.
But will the Pope come?
Of course! Since the Concordat, he can hardly say no. He sincerely loves France, he says.
Well, does that mean that the contract will be signed in a church?
A solemn oath, not a contract. Of course a church. Where else? In the Opera House or the Field of Mars? And not a church either, but a cathedral. Incense, music, mass choirs and trumpets, a Te Deum, a pontifical high mass, everything. We must beat those monarchies at their own game.
Notre Dame, we used to call it. Our Lady of Rationality, it became. Naked women prancing around, representing reason and other reasonable abstractions. That was in the time when anyone who wore a crown had his head cut off. Oh well, must move on. Progress.
A delightful touch, my son. My quarters, I mean. It is as if I had not left Quirinal at all.
I'm delighted Your Holiness is pleased.
Why, when I woke up this morning, I was quite bewildered. Every detail of the room's exactly the same. Even some of the books. Though I noticed the works of the atheist Voltaire. Perhaps that was an oversight.
I will have the offending volumes removed, and if Your Holiness wishes, consigned to the kitchen fire. I take it Your Holiness has had the time to look over the order of the coronation service.
It is a very mixed sort of service. It is a strange fusion of new and old, of religious and secular, my dear son. Strictly, I cannot be expected to crown an emperor who then proceeds to swear to maintain what is called freedom of worship.
Oh, you don't have to worry about the crowning, Holy Father. I'll do that myself. First me, and then Josephine.
No. My point was, is somewhat different.
Yes, I see your point so well. How do you think I feel? The son of the true church, forced by this rabble of deists and so on to allow tin chapels and wooden tabernacles and, yes, synagogues to subsist along with your traditional faith and the divine temples of our faith.
It means, in effect, that you swear to uphold the right to atheism.
Yes, that too, unfortunately. I am not in your position, Holy Father. I am a mere man, a very ordinary and sinful one, charged with the thankless task of holding together a ramshackle empire. As for atheism, it has been presented to me as a sincere species of negative faith.
Oh, neg of neg.
But it requires a certain devoutness, a kind of theological toughness, to hold, unseduced by the siren voices of doubt, to a belief that God does not exist. For my own part, I see it as a divinely bestowed state of utter emptiness, a sort of dark night of the soul, into which the ultimate effulgence will rush unaware, and the unfaith becomes the faith. I see it so. So I see it. Therefore, I consider in all humility, Holy Father, that it would be on your part an act of holy import if you tolerated. Even blessed the benighted atheists in our midst.
There is something in what you say, my son.
So then?
But no, there isn't...
All is ready.
Yes. Yes, ready.
Nothing that has to be done has been left undone.
Your Holiness.
Ah, my dear daughter, are you nervous?
I have a little nervous headache, nothing more.
You'll have a big headache when the crown goes on those chestnut curls tomorrow. The weight of imperial responsibility.
But I thought it was going
to... Yes. My little joke. Laurel wreaths in gold. Very tasteful. Good Parisian workmanship. Ah, yes, Your Holiness. Your Eminence. We're back to richness, to ceremony, and a good thing, too. A nation needs ceremony. It needs the mystical, a ritual of dedication to the glories of the past, prefiguring the glories of its future.
It is the sincere hope of us all that a little prince, a future emperor... I pray, my children. How long is it now, my dear daughter, that you have been married?
Germinal, year 4 of the Republic.
I was late. Kept them all waiting. Most of all you, my angel, my treasure. Still, we wasted no time when I was there. Got the contract signed in a couple of minutes. 2 squeaks of a pen. Done. All over.
I cannot.
What?
I cannot. A secular ceremony? You are not married? You are living in sin? Unblessed by Mother Church? Why didn't anyone think of this?
We have to do it, then. You realize that there can be no turning back once we have done it.
Divorce, you mean? Yes. Yes, immense legal problems. Papal disaffection, the people...
I see. You have always divorced somewhere at the back of your mind, or at the front. I have no wish to bind you further if you do not wish to be bound. I think it is totally unlikely now that we will have children.
The flaw is in me. The fault. But suppose it is not.
Be honest with me. That little Egyptian kitten, others. I know there are others.
Not many. No, I'm always honest, I think. I think I'm always honest.
The question should be a question of love, no more.
Yes. Yes. Can you doubt that, eh? I love you. I adore you. You are my empress.
Being empress is not the point.
Love. Love, love. Can you doubt it? Tomorrow the whole world shall be sure. It has never been done before. It has never been done in our age. I place the crown on your head. It is a sanctified and solemn embrace. We shall be married tonight. One of the cardinals can do it.
Don't we have to go to confession first?
If you wish. It may be a relief for you to get those things off your conscience.
Oh, my God. And you?
My conscience is clear, I think. I think my conscience is clear. Venial sins, perhaps. No more. Shall we have a minute or two on that sofa before we go back to the Holiness?
Not now.
You remember that lawyer? The one who advised you not to marry me?
Who? Oh, yes.
He said I'd never own more than my cape and my sword. I had him in this morning. I asked him what he thought about that now, eh? Eh?
Did you see that little beaky man in the congregation? He's in charge of the Louvre. He opened it 20 minutes late yesterday. Must have a word with him. And that dog of yours has to go.
Why?
I can't have it biting me all the time. Oh. They're there, Angel. It can live in the servants' quarters.
My poor little dog. Poor little Fortuné.
I swear to maintain liberty, equality, and
fraternity.
Fraternity.
Thank you.
I promise to rule France to France's greater glory and happiness.
Now is he consecrated and enthroned, the most glorious and noble and august Napoleon, Emperor of the French Republic.
And your humble servant. There's a lot to do. I resume work tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Thank you all. Plenty of glory to come.
Napoleon was played by Toby Jones, and Josephine by Jenny Jules. Massena was James Norton. Talleyrand, Alex Jennings. Sears, Trevor Cooper. And Augereau was Richard Katz. Charles was Richard Goulding. La Harpe, Joseph Kloska. Hortense, Effie Woods. And the Sergeant, Danny Sapani. Dr. Corvisar was Mark Straker. The Soldier, Rob Heaps, and Napoleon's mother was Frances Gray. All other parts were played by members of the cast. Napoleon Rising was written by Anthony Burgess and was adapted for radio by Anjum Malik, with thanks to the International Anthony Burgess Foundation. It was produced by Polly Thomas and was a Something Else production for BBC Radio 3.
And all our dramas on 3 are, like everything else here on BBC Radio 3, available for 30 days via the Radio 3 website. And Napoleon is the subject of this week's series of the essay, Monday to Thursday evenings at 10:45.